And welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today, we have, from the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the Manager of Family Programs there, Caitlin Deutsch. And welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time. And, man, there's a big old building down there with a Rocky statue.
That's true.
It's got some other stuff, too, right?
We have some other stuff as well, yes. So I work at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which is filled with lots of different kinds of works. And I work particularly creating events and programming for young children and their grown-ups.
What's the mission behind the family programming? A set of goals?
We really turn to a set of values when we're thinking about what kind of programming we want to offer families. We're really interested in the museum being a place where you get to make art and a place where children get to experiment with new process, new tools, and that a sense of discovery is something that you guys feel like you can do when you visit the museum. We also want to make sure that we are part of making the entire museum experience, not just our programming, family friendly. That is a huge part of the work that I do in my role. And so I work with my colleagues across the institution to think about that experience. How are we making sure that as a family, when you get to the museum, you feel like you belong? Those are two of the real guiding values in my work.
What's the value of art to kids?
It's empowerment that you see yourself at the museum. You see the possibility of art making. There's discovery. I didn't know this was even a thing that people did. I didn't know that I could be so excited about color or shape or lines in this way. There's also wonder. I think that's something for me that the museum is a place of wonder, a place to start conversation, a place to start to see yourself as an artist, to think about your own creativity, to tap into your imagination in ways that you might not do at school, that you might not think about when you're at home, and that the museum can offer a special environment in which to think about and experiment.
Wow. When you think about the museum, we think about those blockbuster, amazing exhibitions that come in. We think about the insightful looks at a particular artist. We think about these heady subjects, and yet art is vibrant and it's fun and communicative. And is it hard getting kids to see past the frame?
Oh, I think it's much easier to get the kids to see past the frame than it is to get the adults that come with them. I think kids inherently are so creative and bring a sense of untapped imagination to looking at things that we have up on the wall. And I think they help adults see the works in the museum in new and surprising ways.
I hate to say it, but you know, when I go to the museum and I take a docent walk or I go with someone who does have an art background, and when I see something, I stop thinking, "Oh, my nephew could have done that," and I see it for the first time and realize, "Oh,
yeah,
why this piece is on the wall here?" And is that part of getting kids interested? Do they honestly actively see it that we don't see right away?
Yeah, I think many times they do. And then also we can do that kind of storytelling, but we gear it towards kids, right? So we do tours as well for children. It just looks different. So we might use our bodies. We might make art on a tour. We're using different kinds of senses to connect with the things we're seeing. We're not just having those kinds of adult conversations.
Before the show began, I joked that we've been under construction for like 5 years here, and we've been watching the progress at the Museum of Art, and it's complete now?
Yes, this stage of the renovation is complete. We've been welcoming folks back into a newly renovated space for a year now.
And with part of that, you got new classrooms, and the art was divided differently or presented. You rearranged the galleries as well.
Yes, so the museum does look different if you haven't been to the museum in a while. There used to be an auditorium in the core of the building, and part of the core project was they knocked out the auditorium and really opened up the ground floor. So there's new public spaces as well as new classrooms, a new cafe, a new restaurant, new retail. It will feel different if you visit the building, but a lot of the rooms and galleries and experiences you had, like that historic part of the building, you'll immediately feel like you're back in the same space.
This was kind of a return to an original design for the museum.
Yes, it was. So it really highlights the the U-shape of the building by getting rid of what had filled in the middle, it opens you back up into being able to stand in the middle of the museum from multiple levels and kind of have a sense of where you are in that horseshoe shape that the building has.
The building itself is an absolute, you know, it's a gem. Thank you. That was the word I was actually going to go for. And the galleries have been rearranged as well. I know that there is more of an emphasis on Americana and not as just the United States, but on the North American continent.
Yes. Yeah. So I am not a curator, so I don't want to. I won't get into too many of the details because I know I'll get tripped up. But yes, you're right. There is a new emphasis on the Americas at the museum. There are new early American stories that tell a more expansive history, and they start with the first encounters in the Americas of the colonization in Central and South America, and then move the story through the North American settlements and here in this region of the states.
We've been talking, we're going to be talking mostly about, of course, the KID programs and education programs, but by changing that, does that help introduce art to adults as well, or to other communities that maybe had never thought about going to the museum because they didn't think, well, I'm not interested in European art, or I'm not really interested in this particular type of art?
Yeah, I think absolutely. The last time the American galleries had been reinstalled was 1976 for the bicentennial celebration, and I think naturally, we understand history and the country's history differently as, you know, years go on. And so I think the rearranging of the early American galleries, we're pulling out different stories. A, there's new work on the wall, and we are thinking about American history differently than we might have in past generations. And so the new installation does that work really well. It does highlight indigenous stories, for example, that were left kind of untold in earlier installations.
Does that open conversation then? Does it, and again, with families that are coming through, because sometimes the first time an adult is visiting the museum is because they're bringing their child.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Kids are also learning those stories, right? They are curious about Native histories in this part of the country because they're learning about it in school. And so they make those connections that maybe their grown-ups didn't learn when they were their age. And we are absolutely really excited about telling those stories as well in family programs. We haven't done much of that yet because we've been celebrating some of the special exhibitions. But what's really wonderful about the new American galleries is they're not going away. We have, you know, possibly 50 years if the last reinstallation is any indication of, you know, how many years we'll have with these new spaces.
I think every cultural organization has had concerns over the last few years that their audience is aging, and getting younger people involved, either participating or joining or just coming in, has been a high priority. And does kids' programming work? Does it create fans of the museum?
Well, I definitely think so because it's the work that I do every day. And I think one of the things that's so fantastic about working at the Philadelphia Museum of Art is, as an institution, we're really invested in helping to let families know that, A, the building is a place that's friendly, where we want families to come. We will welcome you warmly. And then we have programming to incentivize you coming back, that there's always going to be something for you guys to do together.
And it's going to be different, too.
Yes, we do. We really try and keep it fresh. We connect things to special exhibitions, like I mentioned. So come for, you know, we recently finished up a Jasper Johns exhibit, and know that there will be experiences that you guys can do to deepen those conversations you had in the galleries, or have educators present that you can ask questions to, or go on a tour and kind of make even more connections to things that are elsewhere in the museum.
And you've had a couple of years down. We're welcome back, aren't we? Kind of. Are there any restrictions on visiting now?
Not currently, no. We are open for business.
And when you say open for business, how well, I mean, for a family to attend, do you want to talk a little bit about bringing your children to the museum?
Well, one of the things I think we're most proud of is in the last few years, we've changed admission policies for families. So right now, children 18 and under are free to visit the museum any day of the week, anytime. Bring the whole crew, right? That's really the message that we hope that this new admission pricing relays, is that we want you to bring the kids with you. And we have other goals in mind in terms of making the experience really family friendly in terms of how we organize our programming on weekends and over times when kids are out of school.
I've seen kids sketching in the museum. I've wandered through, and disclosure here, I've had a membership for many years. You know, the Friday night programming on the Great Stairs, coming in, and one week it would be klezmer, the next week it would be a drag queen, then the following week you might see tango dancing, and then it was a big band evening.
Yes.
And they really engaged me, and while I was there, I enjoyed, so, well, I'm going to wander through this gallery, and it brought me back to the galleries.
Yes.
And so a lot of times I'll go and I'll see groups of kids, and they're just sitting there, and they are sketching away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the Art Kid program?
Yeah, sometimes, and sometimes they just may be the kiddos of folks attending a Friday concert, right, and having a good time as well. We try and do family programming at different hours. So during the summer, we will have drop-in art making for all ages on Friday nights. We at the museum recently relaunched Friday Night Music with a series called the Friday Night Lounge. So if you come to the museum on Friday nights currently, which are pay what you wish hours, 5 to 8:45 is pay what you wish at the museum, you can come, grab a drink, listen to some music, and like you said, wander the galleries. And you can bring your kiddos as along with you for that. And starting in July, programming out there for kids, I'm really thinking about summer when they're out of school. So starting July 8th, we will have art making during those hours as well.
So while the parents are enjoying the music, the kids will be occupied doing a project or having, something that's related to the galleries even.
Yeah, everything always relates back to something on view.
And what about when I mentioned Art Kids, is that the overall programming?
Yeah. So we call everything that we do for children when they come with their grown-ups. So like instead of coming on like on say a field trip, that's now organized under Art Kids. So if you want to come for classes and drop your kids off, or if you want to come and do a project together, or if you want to come on a family tour, you can head over to the museum's website and you'll be able to learn all about those offers under Art Kids.
You know what? We're close enough to the halfway mark. This is Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today, Caitlin Deutsch. She is the manager of family programs for the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and you find out information at philamuseum.org. Philamuseum.org. And I was going to ask you, before you arrive at the museum, should you do any prep work? well, seriously, should you? And you have a section there for families.
Yeah, we do have a section. I think that's a really great place to start if you're planning a family visit. If you head to the website and you head over to Art Kids, you'll see what days we have programming, what hours those programs are going on. Starting June 24th, we will have programs Thursday through Sunday in the summer. From 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Those are going to be, those hours are drop-in art making hours. So you can come, you don't drop off your kid, you stay with your kid, but you guys can make art together. And those projects will rotate over the course of the summer. So you can come multiple times over the summer and each time do a different project. Thursday through Sundays as well, we'll have family tours, which are led by educators, and they'll take you into the galleries and you'll visit different works of art. We'll make those tours really lively for the kiddos that you bring with you. So there's different ways of engaging kids with tours, but this isn't like your regular grown-up tour. It's a fun tour. And those happen at 11 and 1 p.m.
And do you have to sign up in advance for them?
We encourage registration, which you can do on the website, but they're included in admission. You don't need to pay anything extra.
If I'm an educator and I'm hearing this, The Philadelphia Museum of Art has always had a major commitment to the kids in the community. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think last year in particular, when we weren't able to invite camp groups to the museum as at the numbers like we historically have, we really wanted to think about how we could serve educators and organizations who are working with camps based in their community. So we created kits. We distributed 5,000 of these kits across the city through our partners with Craft Now and Philadelphia Parks and Recreation. We had such a rewarding experience working to distribute these kits to 5,000 day campers in the city of Philly that we're doing it again this summer. So this summer, we will distribute 5,000 kits again that will focus on the art of Philly potter Roberto Lugo. So children will receive a sketch booklet about his work that is in English and Spanish, as well as a free family pass to the museum and art materials.
That's a really amazing project. And what's the free family pass?
Like I said, children under 18 and under are free, but this pass gets 6 adults in for free through our partnership with Craft Now. So if anybody is listening who is going to get an art kit in their kid's backpack this summer, look out for that. And you can redeem those codes just via the museum website. You don't have to do anything special.
What about in the school systems themselves? Mm-hmm. Do you work with those, with our local school boards and school departments?
Yeah, our colleagues in education at the museum, a big part of our work is welcoming school groups to the museum. Those came back this year, and I think it's all of everybody's hope that come fall, even more field trips will be happening. We'll be able to welcome even more students back to the museum.
Art stimulates conversation, and the museum has spent the last few years really diversifying the art on the walls that you're seeing. Do you address language and community and culture with young kid programming too?
Yeah. We are really mindful of the works that we focus on in our programming for children. And because we serve the city of Philadelphia and Philly children, we want to make sure that when we're talking about artists, that we're thinking about a diverse representation of makers. So this summer when we are celebrating artwork and getting inspiration from artwork for our own projects and where we go on tours, we are looking at women artists, artists of color, and artists from Philly. So kids can see themselves in the artists that we're talking about and the work that we are asking them to look at.
When you talk about makers, have you broadened what the idea of art is, that art with a capital A?
I like to think so. We really value working with local Philadelphia artists and bringing them into our programming. So I mentioned this drop-in activity Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But in addition to that, there will be days where we are doing something a little bit splashier. So on the first Sundays of the month when we have Pay What You Wish admission at the museum, we host family festivals. And on those days, we really focus on bringing in makers. And I use that word interchangeably with artists, but I like that word because it just shows the range of folks that we're working with. So, for example, on July 3rd, we're going to be working with a local ceramicist named Jahan Thomas. We're also inviting the Clay Studio in, we will have hip-hop dancers. So we're really looking at individual artists, organizations that are thinking about art making, live arts and dancing, and that's just one family festival. We have a whole range of activities happening.
Where do we find these festivals? Do you concentrate in one area, or we just look for the signs?
Well, if you get to the museum on July 3rd, we'll be hard to miss. We'll be a little all over the building, but we will use some of the different kinds of spaces, you know, we've been talking about. So the Great Stir Hall, where Friday night programming happens, that's where folks will sit if they want to enjoy a hip-hop dance performance. Or if you want to come make art with us, you can usually find us on the ground floor of the museum. We're in a new space called the South Vaulted Walkway, which was part of the core project. And it's flooded with natural light. It's near restrooms. There's very comfy seating. It's a great space for families.
What about inclusion for families that might have difficulty attending on a regular afternoon? Do you have special days for them?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, we have been offering sensory-friendly mornings for families with children on the autism spectrum now for many years. These just relaunched this spring, and we're really excited that we will host 4 over the course of the summer. This summer, we will we'll do two on Thursdays and two on Sundays. We're mindful that families have different kinds of schedules. So we want to make sure that we're able to connect with as many families who are interested in this offer as possible. And this program is unique in that we do it before hours. So the museum is not open to the public during sensory-friendly mornings. It's just for families who are participating in this program. It's hosted by educators with a background in this kind of work. And we create experiences that are meant for kiddos who may want to learn in a different way, who might need different kinds of setups to be most comfortable.
How do you do what kind of programs or what kind of things will they be making?
They often get to participate in the same kinds of art projects that we are doing on our general days, on our Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday offer, but just in a quieter space. We also often do things that are tactile experiences on those days, so things where you're using different kinds of sensory approaches to connecting with a work of art.
And if I'm a parent and I would like to attend one of these events, you know, and do we register in advance? And again, how do we prepare for our visit?
Yes, you can find out about the sensory-friendly mornings on the museum website, and we do ask for registration in advance. This is a program that has no costs associated with it. We just ask for the advance registration so we can do exactly that. We can communicate with families and let you know the whole run of the experience, and we also include a social story for those programs. And the social story is a preparation guide for families that shows you every step of what will happen during that experience. So if your kiddo would enjoy preparing for the day that way, we have you covered.
There's a lot going on, and it's constant throughout the summer. Do you have any more of the festivals?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. So in addition to the July 3rd Family Festival, which if you're participating in any of the Wawa Welcome America events, you'll already be on the Parkway July 3rd, so please visit. But we will also host two more larger days where there are multiple activities going on. The next one is August 7th, which is, again, the first Sunday of the month, which is always pay what you wish admission at the museum. That day we will be celebrating my favorite things. That's what the day will be inspired by. And so in addition to art making, we will have Snack Time, which is a Philly band, joining us and doing a couple sets of some of their favorite tunes. And we'll also have a local artist, Amelia Brintal, who's going to take over the new Williams Forum with an installation of paper sculpture of her favorite things that kids will be able to collaborate with her on. It's a really wonderful way to introduce your kiddo to an artist. Kids getting the chance to ask an artist, what do you do, is always a really special thing that we're able to highlight on these days.
So we have July and we have August.
And then the last day, last major moment of the summer, not the last day, but the last major moment is August 27th. We're going to host a school district of Philadelphia free day. And so anybody who is connected to the school district, so families, staff, teachers, or homeschool or charter, is welcome to come to the museum on August 27th. That will be our last larger celebration of the summer. And again, we'll have lots of art making going on across the building that day.
What happens when the fall comes and school starts up? I mean, what do you offer programming throughout the entire year, though, right?
Yeah, so Art Kids is all year round. So after summer, our last summer date is August 28th. And then we'll pick back up with really wonderful fall programs already being mapped out. October's Pay What You Wish. We always do a trick-or-treat experience at the museum. We have a program called Turkey Hangover, which is the weekend after Thanksgiving. I don't have to get into the details, but just know that as we get deeper into fall, once again, we'll have all kinds of programming happening for families.
Well, I'm a family and I hear this. I go to your website to get myself ready and to know what I want to definitely do while we're there. Maybe I pick a gallery that I'm interested in. I find out what you offer the kids. How long should I plan on spending at the museum with the kids? And also, what are the amenities for families when they are there?
So I think in terms of planning your visit, kind of depends on the family, right? So you might come and you have an hour. We can make a visit that's only an hour very magical. Maybe you focus on one gallery and then you come and do an art project. As your kiddos get older, you can start expanding that visit and adding to it. And maybe you do an art project and attend a family tour. You know, the way that we're trying to set up the summer is that you guys are a little bit of choose your own adventure. And once you're at the museum, we have a cafe, a restaurant. You guys can get your snacks, your fill while you're at the museum. There's multiple different shops if anybody needs a little bit of retail therapy. And then things like family restrooms or checking out a stroller, those are things that you're able to do at the museum as well. But I also encourage anybody who has questions about visiting as a family, you can reach out to us. Our email to get a hold of the family programs team is on the museum website, and welcome any questions.
And so again, we can prepare in advance, we can have a wonderful time and start a new family tradition that will continue after your kids are grown and flown the nest.
You can tell your kids' kids that you used to come to the museum with your mom and dad every summer.
Okay, and again, all of this information is there at philamuseum.org. Philamuseum.org will get you information about hours, all the amenities. If you are a family with special needs, you can prepare in advance with their materials. That's all there as well. You'll get the calendar of events and where Art Kids Studios will be taking place and when. And it's all, again, philamuseum.org. My guest today, the manager of family programming, Caitlin Deutsch. Thanks for being on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Look forward to getting to the museum this weekend.
See you soon.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.